listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Whit Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A mostly sunny morning, Mackay and Airlie Beach are heading for 25 degrees. Making the news today, Friday the 9th of June, calls for the housing crisis to be addressed in our region, a new hydrogen aircraft, and the boardwalk reopens for Airlie. The state's peak body for the social service sector is reminding the Queensland Government the housing crisis is being felt right across the state. It's as the Treasurer announced next week's state budget will include more than $64 million for the purchase and lease of emergency accommodation facilities in Brisbane. Queensland Council of Social Service CEO Amy McPhee says there needs to be more crisis accommodation in Mackay and the Whit Sundays.
To solve the housing crisis is more housing supply. Out of next week's budget, we need to see the government front up with a commitment to build 6,000 new social and affordable housing dwellings each year for the next decade.
Cowboys and Origin legend Jonathan Thurston is about to make his mark on the aviation industry. Skytrans, which he co-owns, will operate Australia's first commercial hydrogen-powered flight connecting Brisbane to Gladstone in 2026. Stralis is developing the 15-seat emissions-free aircraft. JT says it could then expand to the airline's operations in the far north and Torres Strait.
This is the way of the future. This is the way that we're going. It's not only just the aviation business, freight, all that type of stuff is heading towards hydrogen fuel cells.
Airlie Beach is once again connected to Cannonvale Beach after the opening of an upgraded stretch of the Airlie Beach boardwalk. Stage 1 runs from the Coral Sea Resort to Coral Sea Marina and includes 630 metres of raised walkway. It's built from a composite material which has an expected lifespan of around 100 years. Council says upgrades to the rest of the boardwalk will be dependent on future grant funding. And Mackay Airport is looking to fill 50 job vacancies, saying a strong rebound from COVID has seen the airport grow. It estimates 70,000 passengers are passing through the terminal each month, and that number is growing after the arrival of Bonza. A recruitment event will be held at the Ibis Hotel on Thursday in the hope of finding staff for roles in new retail businesses, maintenance and airport operations. Commercial and ground transport manager Ian Peterson says it's a dynamic environment to work in, with busy peak periods and different types of passengers.
It's a little bit different to maybe working in the average cafe in the local shopping centre, but it is very much a community here within the airport.
Let's take a look at some sport now. The Mackay Cutters will be looking to draw on their newfound success heading into the back of the Q Cup season. They're set to take on the sixth-placed Wyndham Manly Seagulls at BB Prince Stadium tomorrow. The Cutters have finally climbed off the bottom of the ladder following their first win of the season against Sunshine Coast Falcons last weekend. And we can expect a fierce battle when the Mackay Meteors run out in front of a home crowd tomorrow night, taking on Ipswich Force. Just a single win separates the two men's sides on the NBL 1 North ladder. Things could be equally close for the Meteorettes women against Ipswich as both tussle for precious points to lift them into the top half of the ladder. Thanks for listening. I'll catch you later for some more local news. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whit Sundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.